Double Friday.
I'm sorry, Double Friday?
Well, yeah, because I'm off next week.
Oh, Double Friday.
So I won't be here next Friday to do it. Who will do the days of the week on the stream next week?
They're looking at some big names.
That's pretty exciting. You book like these big celebrities. Oh, what will we do? We be doing on the show?
We're trying to get Jori Luloff to come in.
What is she up to?
Up to no good.
We should have her on.
To talk to Jori Luloff. Bring her in.
You know how they do like a Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
Everybody does like, you know, the big celebrities.
Yeah.
We should do a Where Are They Now with Chicago people.
I would love to do that.
Jasmine, that's a new segment. Yeah.
Where are they now? I want to talk to Jori Luloff.
I want Kent Nino Mia.
He'd be fun to talk to.
He'd be on the show,
too. He'd be fun to talk to.
We've talked to him before.
Yeah. All right. So there's two.
Where Are They Now? Joel Daly and the Sundowners can come in and play.
That's all right by me. All these are good.
Doesn't have to be, you know, Oprah obviously would be the big get.
Yeah. Yeah. But people know where she is now.
I guess.
She's in a room of gold.
All right. We got
swimming in coins.
And listeners, you can text us ideas of who, these are Chicago celebrities.
Fred Villanueva.
All right. But see, now these are all news anchors.
Oh, he was a reporter, but I would talk to Fred Villanueva.
But I mean, these are all news people.
Kathy Byrne.
Who's that?
Jane Byrne's daughter.
Where was she then?
She was on that cover of the Sun Times, very controversial cover. It was her and her mom and the Blues Brothers.
Oh, I do remember that, but did she make it to celebrity status? We got to work out the Kinks.
No. Yeah, the Kinks.
No, they're not from Chicago. We know where they are. Ray Davies is touring. He's going to be at the Arcata Theater.
All right. Well, it makes it easier. He's in the neighborhood.
I'd love to have Ray Davies up here. Are you kidding?
Romberg Rabbit.
All right.
I'd love to talk to Romberg Rabbit.
Is Captain Kangaroo still around?
No, he was not a Chicago entity. He was nationwide. But Romberg's from Schaumburg. So we'll have him on. We'll do a special segment of celebrities whose names rhyme with the town they lived in.
Oh, Fred Villanueva was from Villa Park?
He was from, yes.
Villa Park.
Yeah, Villa Park. So he's in. Who else? Is there anyone else?
I don't know. I don't think Lee Phillips is still around because she went to my high school. All right, well.
She is still alive.
She went to my junior high school.
You know what she's done since, right?
No.
All right.
She was a talk show host
on
TV.
And her family had a floral shop.
Yeah. Phillips Flowers?
That was her parents, yeah. And then she went on to be a creator of many of your favorite CBS soap operas.
Are you kidding?
She and her husband.
Okay, so see, I can't.
Let's have Lee Phillips on.
If everything falls through, I can just interview you about these people. But
I keep tabs.
We should do a Chicago.
Yeah.
Where Are They Now? I just thought of. I don't know what the
obvious one is Bill Jackson, but
yeah.
Dave Player has had him on.
Well, so we can't?
We would do
a much different interview.
I thought you were going to say better. I thought you were going to say better.
No, he does a good job.
He does a great job.
In fact, like Dave Player brought John Records Landecker in the studio yesterday.
Did he really?
Yeah, but now, is he on the air now? Because I'm just saying, what's the... We need some rules and regulations. Are these people, like David Hasselhoff went to LT High School, so he grew up here.
So he qualifies?
But we know where he is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they have to have done something
in the past and then vanished.
Yeah. Pulled a Johnny Carson, maybe? Mm. If they've pulled a Johnny Carson, then we want to know where they are now.
You don't mean pulled a Johnny Carson, like died.
But remember when he
he's not
retired
in the public eye anymore. Yeah. All right,
we have to jump.
I like this, though.
John Cusack.
Well, he's still making movies. He's still working.
Yeah.
Right?
Jim Belushi. Mm. Next one. Joan Cusack. She's still working, though, too. See, I don't... Maybe we should... I don't know.
This becomes harder, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know where I'm going. I just don't know the stipulations.
Here's the problem, though. Because we don't have a lot of celebrities... in Chicago, most of them will be from the world of news, probably, right?
I guess.
It's just, we have, I mean, we could do sports stars also.
Are we going to have Jobo on?
We could have Jobo on. I just assume Jobo would always be on.
Well, Eddie's working, but Jobo isn't.
Jobo is without a job right now, so yes, Jobo.
Mancow's without a job.
Yep.
Next.
Yep.
Who else?
Kathy.
I'd love to have her on.
Yeah, she'd be fun. We'd get her to tell some stories.
You think she wouldn't talk?
We'd tell her the mics weren't on. We go, hey, the mics are off. What happened with you and Eric? Between us. We're not going to tell anybody, but we'd have the mics on.
Although I feel sorry for her because the ratings are continuing to
isn't that strange?
Hold up without her.
Yeah. And
I liked her. Her role was diminished quite a lot.
Solozzi and Edelson. We'll throw them on.
Nick Solozzi.
And Maury Edelson. Nick and Maury. I think they had the same argument that Eric and Kathy had, I think.
They did branch out.
They did.
You're right.
I think they did.
Usually that's just reserved for Italians. Seriously, because Pizzeria Uno and Due.
Those guys had a fight.
And the Malnati's and the Paisanos.
Yeah, they fought.
It's like they split off and the Salerno's has about 15 different locations, which I love the original Salerno's,
right.
But I think they're, you know, the siblings or whomever fight, the uncles, and then they take their business elsewhere and start it up. And it seems like a lot of Italian restaurants do that. Solozzi, well, Edelson wasn't, but Solozzi was Italian.
Right.
So I just think, I don't know what it is. I'm half Italian, so someday.
Someday it's coming.
It is.
Just be ready.
Be prepared for it.
I'll be ready. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. All right, I like this idea. I think this is a can't miss. It's a Chicago, where are they now? And how often would we do it?
As often as we could find guests.
So once a year.
No, because we're already saying Lee Phillips.
Yeah. It's a sizable
Bill
list.
Jackson.
Yeah. Yep.
And Kent Ninomiya.
Yeah.
And Jori Luloff. So we got four. We could do one a month.
That's all right. I think that's about right.
Jasmine, we have to work on this. I'm just trying to think of local Chicago treasures, and maybe people don't know the phone number for the stream, which is different from the radio station. It's 312-235-2525, 312-235-2525, because now I can't focus on anything else, Bill.
You want Chicago celebrities to parade past you.
I'm a little obsessed with this, and I want to know what other people think. And again, we have to be wondering where they are now.
What about, do you remember before Oprah came to town, who were the guys, because I know the answer to this, it's probably not fair.
The Magic Door. Tiny Tove. Can we get Tiny Tove? You have connections to Tiny Tove.
Mr. Tove is no longer amongst us.
Oh, that's a sad day.
He is no longer with us.
I will toast a pastrami sandwich in his honor.
You should sit Shiva for him all these years later. Before Oprah came with the Oprah Winfrey Show, and it was AM Chicago. Do you remember who the hosts were? We could have them on.
David Hartman.
David Hartman was the host of Good Morning America.
Close.
And Lucas Tanner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if we ever wanted to do a retro on the Lucas Tanner show, we would get him. And, of course, Robbie Rist. Mini John Denver. He was.
Oh, right. The Oliver?
Yeah.
From the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Okay. I do know that Phil Donahue did the show. And then did a show.
Phil Donahue did a show, but he didn't do what was then AM
Chicago
and became the Oprah Winfrey Show.
God, I loved her. I have to know who it was. I can't remember.
I'll say three names. See if any of them are familiar to you. Steve Edwards.
All right. When
who
are you
later
start?
Became. He had a show that was in Los Angeles that was like AM Chicago, but a Los Angeles version that was popular for years and years and years. All right, so he was one. Sandy Freeman.
I don't remember.
You don't remember her? She had a lot of blonde, curly hair and actually did a nice job. She was a very good hostess. And then the other one was Bob Kennedy, but I don't think he's still with us. Steve Edwards is still around as Sandy Freeman is.
Looking for some press, I'm sure. So how do you remember that? How old were we?
I was 6 months, but I used to watch it. Waiting for The View. When will The View be invented, I would say, as a baby?
A listener just called in, guys.
Yes.
Mr. T.
Oh, Mr. T's
but
a good one.
We know
one.
Where he is now.
Do we, though?
We know he's
out there, but what's he doing? So
oh,
Mr. T's a good
there.
One, Jazz. Who else did they suggest?
That was it. That was just
one. All right. I would love to talk to Lawrence Tiro.
Sometimes you are annoying.
Am I showing off by knowing Mr. T's real name?
Sometimes.
Lawrence Tiro.
Although I do that, too. I'm sorry, because every time Elton John comes up, I'm like, you mean Reginald
Dwight. Yeah.
Or Bono, who thankfully changed his name from Paul Hewson.
Yes. Yes.
Alice Cooper, go.
Vincent Fernier.
Yep. Someone said Grandma and Dickie. Dickie is no longer with
us. We've lost Dickie.
Fairly recently, yes. Dick Orkin.
Yes, he is gone. Grandma's still doing fine, just missing Dickie. Wouldn't you? Come on. She'll be fine, Wendy. We'll have Grandma on. I'd love to talk to Grandma.
You would?
Yeah. Not you?
Maybe you can take over for Dickie. You can be the new Dickie.
I would love to be the new Dickie.
Well, Billy, tell me.
Grandma.
I got borscht.
Yeah, there's always that. There's always some Eastern European food involved. Yeah, let's bring in Grandma, and I'll audition for the new Dickie.
All right. Well, all right. That's how we should start this out, because that would be, that's a good angle.
I like that.
Ryan Cheverini, we know where he is. Well,
God rest his soul.
Some people know where he is. Bill wouldn't know. That was the weirdest noise.
But appropriate.
I remember when he did sports, and I will tell you right now, he's much better doing what he's doing. He's really, he's grown. I don't watch the show that much, Bill. I really don't. Cause I'm busy getting ready in the morning, and then I'm driving in.
Yeah.
I don't have a TV in my car.
Windy City Live.
Oh, it's not on in the morning anymore, is it?
No, it's on, later on the day.
I just proved my point that I never watch it.
Yeah. They showed it to me just before my colonoscopy to prepare me. And it worked. It worked beautifully. That's the reason they invented that show, for people who are about to have colonoscopies, to prepare them.
You have the weirdest thing. And you know, your buddy has a new game show that's on TV.
Who does?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I know he does.
I've been watching Big Brother. I love Big Brother. I'm sorry. And it's really good this year.
But don't you find anytime you enjoy something that you need to apologize for, something's amiss?
But so what? I you know what? There's not much on in the summer. Baskets is not back. Michael and I sit there, my son, and it's like, oh, I wish Baskets was back. Oh, AP Bio, I wish that was back. Preacher started, so that was good.
Yeah. Be patient. It'll come back.
But I really enjoy Julie Chen, and I don't know if it's mean of me. She does a great job. She really does. And she wears beautiful clothing.
You don't think it's kind of a coincidence that her husband's the head of the network?
What do I care? I don't care. She does a good job for this.
Yeah.
And she wears these high heels, and I feel kind of guilty because I'm like, this is live. What if she trips?
Yeah.
And then half of me is like, what if she trips?
It'd be the best thing that ever happened to that show.
But see, you can't judge that because you haven't watched it. Windy City Live, you've watched.
I've watched that.
To judge it.
Oh, my God.
I love Big Brother. It's a social experiment. I've really been enjoying it. And, that's what I watch in the summer.
Yeah.
And promo came on for the Kevin Hart. I don't even know what the show is because I fast forwarded through the promo.
It's called We're Out of Ideas. That's what it's called.
Windy City, you know.
Oh, I thought of somebody that we could definitely have on. That would be
Chicago
great.
Chicago tradition?
Yeah.
Legend?
Johnny and/or Jeannie Morris.
Love to.
Wouldn't
I loved
great?
Them. Now, they're no longer married.
They haven't been married for years.
Yes, and I was a big fan of those two.
And their son, Mercury Morris, we could have him on, bring the whole family
good
together.
Good old number 22 from the Miami
Dolphins.
Oh,
that's impressive. That's impressive.
Is that more exciting than Windy City Live?
Not even by accident. Yes.
All right, yes, Johnny and Jeannie Morris.
Bring them in. I don't know that they would come on together.
Well, we don't have to do them together because they're not together anymore.
Right.
Although I don't feel like they're enemies.
Oh,
they did such a great job together.
Yeah.
She really impressed me.
She was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
This was a time, I mean, now, if you turn on a sporting
Peggy
event.
Peggy Kaczynski.
Yeah, there's, the women have come to the forefront, thank goodness. But back then, it was unheard of for
a
woman.
She was great.
She was so good. Yeah, so I'm a big fan of both of their work.
All right, we're looking for a Where Are They Now segment of Chicago celebrities, but they kind of have to have been in absentia for a while, right?
Now that's downstate Illinois, isn't it? By Carbondale?
Sounds pretty highfalutin for downstate.
Absentia. It does sound highfalutin. All right, but I definitely want them on. Who are we missing? Andy the Clown is gone, so he can't come on.
Woo!
Ronnie Woo Woo?
But we know where he is.
We know where
he is. Trying to get in a Cubs game.
Always. Always trying to get in.
I just saw some video on YouTube. It was some band that was playing Might have been on Pete McMurray's social media. There was, I'm not sure, but there was a band playing on stage at some kind of fest.
Yeah.
And there was a special guest that came on, and it was Ronnie Woo Woo in the middle of them playing. He was dancing around on the stage in his Cubs uniform, of course. And he did a few woos, not many, but it was interesting to me to see him on with a live band.
Yeah, of course it is. It's always funny that he wears the uniform, because I wouldn't recognize, like, in the uniform, you go, oh, yeah, that's Ronnie Woo Woo.
Well,
because
it says Woo Woo on the back.
The uniform does say Woo Woos. But even if you see him from the front, if you see him coming, you go, well, that's obviously Ronnie Woo Woo. But if he was dressed
in street clothes,
you wouldn't recognize him
no
at all.
Idea.
But it always reminds me of when you see the Binnie's commercials and they have Joe Madden in. And he's in a Binnie's, but he's wearing his Cubs uniform. Because I don't think when Joe Madden leaves Wrigley, he drives home in his Cubs uniform and stops at Binnie's. But for the sake
right.
of the commercial, they go, well, people won't recognize him if we don't throw him in a Cubs uniform.
Yeah, but you recognize Coach Q in his suit, although he wears a suit
he
all the time.
He always wears a suit.
Profiteroles.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, Blackhawks. And yeah. we got Marcus Kruger back. I'm very upset. I was listening this morning. Troy Murray was on, and Marian Hossa has been moved to the Arizona Coyotes. So I texted in wondering, you know, so he's not going to retire a Blackhawk? You know, will he come back like Brian Bickle did for
contract.
One day? So, because,
yeah.
I mean, I want him to be a Blackhawk.
So in doing that, now, did that just happen or did that
yes.
happen? Okay. So in doing that, is Arizona saying, should Marian Hossa ever play in the NHL again, we have him now. Is that why you would do that? Why?
Well, that was asked because, and then my son Dylan wanted to know, is there going to be an Arizona jersey with Hossa's number on it? But at this point, what Troy Murray said is he's going to go and he's going to flunk the physical because he's retired and mm-hmm. he's not going to play. But when the salary cap is around, and I may be getting this wrong, so if anyone's listening, you can correct me.
Yeah.
But from my understanding, Troy Murray said, you know, our salary cap was way up at the top.
Yeah.
And Arizona traded some player, not traded, moved some players, and they had some room in their cap. So they took on his contract so that 4-point-something million is now off the books on the Blackhawks, which gives us money to acquire people. Marcus Kruger's back after
right.
one season away, and some other things may be happening. Does that sound right to you?
But are they
kind of, yeah, except why would they take
Why would Arizona be nice to us?
Yeah, to do the $4 million, which
they're
maybe,
trying to
the,
trick
maybe
us.
The contract's done. Maybe that $4
million. But will Arizona be responsible for paying a guy that won't play for them?
Right, that's what I don't understand.
But
he's retired,
sense.
So maybe he's not even going to play. Maybe
he's
gonna
not
going to
play.
Right, he'll be there one day and then he'll be gone.
Right. Why don't they just take Bobby Hull, too, then? Pay him, not
Bobby
play.
Hull
They don't
play.
Have that kind of money, Bill.
You got to want it.
I'm so bummed that they traded
Testaverde?
Hinestroza.
Oh, yes. They traded him?
I
didn't know that.
Because I went to school with his dad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he was a homegrown
that
boy.
Is the claim to fame. We can
yeah.
have him on our Where Are
yeah.
They Now Chicago segment.
All right.
We started, Judy might have some names, too, because you're born and bred here,
oh,
as
yeah.
are we.
I know a lot of people.
We want to do a, you know, Where Are They Now Chicago version. Like, he mentioned Jori Luloff and we...
Johnny and Jeannie Morris.
And someone we don't know where they are now, Bill Jackson, Lee Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can think of some names, get us going. How about Bill
okay.
Curtis? Bill Curtis, we know where he is, doing the promos at this radio
yeah,
station.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very well, I might add. How about
yes.
Felicia Middlebrooks? Oh, you know where I am. I am right here. Judy Pollack, not so good.
All right, let's... we'll take a quick break, and then Judy's got the news for you. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Judy. Thank
I know
you, guys.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I got to run.
Judy
have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend.
I will. I'm off next week, so I'll
say
see
bye
you.
To Wendy
All
for
right.
the whole week.
Have a nice vacation.
Thank you. I'm going to keep my seatbelt on, and hopefully the window won't blow out of the plane because I'm already worried
That's
about
the
that.
Way to
just
be,
don't
Wendy.
Sit by the window. Takes care of that problem.
I just did on my flight back from New York yesterday. I was one of the people designated to sit by the wing, and you don't get
wait
a
the
chair.
Exit row. You mean?
Yes. Well,
you took that responsibility because designated yeah. to sit by the wing. What does that mean?
Well, it was a full flight, and the only way my wife and I could sit together, because originally they had us in separate places.
And Bill will not have that.
And they said, no, I need to sit by my wife.
That's your best friend, too.
Tell her my musings during the flight. And
she, of course, was opting for the other,
yeah.
the separate seats.
She kept saying to the guy, please. Don't. I don't want to sit by him.
So you had to sit in the exit row.
So he said the only way I could possibly sit you guys together is if you took the wing seat by the exit row.
Right, so the exit row.
Okay, yeah. Wait a second. That's a primo seat that people want. What, do they had it open?
I didn't know this.
Because no one wants the responsibility.
No, people want that seat because of the leg room. But they have to be responsible.
There's no seat in front of you. You know that, right?
Right.
So I didn't know that. All the times I've been on an airplane, I didn't know that. So I had so much room.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's what I mean. It's never open.
I could have laid down if I wanted to.
Yeah, but in case of an emergency, when somebody's getting sucked out a window, you got to jump to the...
I have to jump in and save them.
Yes!
No, that is not your job at that seat. It's in case of emergency if you have to exit.
I have to help people out.
You have to exit.
Yeah, but I have to
open the door and say to them,
possibly,
please,
yeah.
Please.
But you don't have to be responsible for anything that happens on the plane, like a window being blown out. That's not in the little car.
As my responsibility.
But did you get special training for that?
Yes.
And you paid attention?
The guy came over and he said, this is a very important seat. And I said, I know that, sir.
Because I'm sitting in it, sir. Do you know
I'm
who
sitting
I am?
Next to my
he
wife.
He said, are you prepared?
I knew Jory Lulov.
I loved her.
Are you prepared to take on whatever response? And I said, I am. Oh,
did Terry say yes?
I nodded, and he said, I need a verbal agreement. And I nodded again, and then Terry explained to me that verbal means I have to physically say the word yes.
And when did she say that? And then they were like, he's not.
Yeah,
he should not be sitting here.
We got to get somebody else to do this. But then I was on high alert through the entire flight, Wendy, just should something go wrong.
But they didn't give you any special instructions.
Well, he showed me what I would need to do. You know, there was a wheel that needed to be turned and stuff for the emergency exit to open.
So he
did you turn into Barney Fife then? Like, now you're like ready to go?
I'll help you out. Yeah. All I wanted to do was have a happy, safe flight, Wendy, and
we did.
So I'm expecting some kind of call from Delta.
Now, did Terry have to agree to it verbally as well because she was sitting in the row or just one person?
Because of our marriage, it was assumed.
What?
Because we're married, I think it was assumed that if I agreed to it. And also,
is she listening now? Because she would never go for this.
She's listening to Molly and Handley.
have a good weekend, guys.
See you, Jude. Thank you.
Bye, Jude. Also, to make the flight more fun for everybody, I sang the old Delta song from the 70s.
Something special in the air.
Oh, no, that's not
that's
Delta.
That's not it. It's Delta's ready. Delta's ready. Delta is ready when you are. Delta's ready. I kept singing that for the whole flight to make everybody have fun.
If I looked and saw you sitting in the exit row, I would jump myself.
Come on. I was on my best behavior. Normally on a flight, I either do crossword puzzles or I read. But this time, I was very careful to make sure that everything was safe.
You were vigilant.
Yeah, I was
very
vigilant.
You were like an air marshal.
Yeah, I was similar to an air marshal, and I wore a special vest.
Did you really?
With a sheriff badge on it that my grandma made for me.
I'm
very proud.
I am not a great flyer, but I've gotten better. See, the whole thing with flying is experience.
Yes.
And I pulled up to a McDonald's drive-thru. I really highly recommend their medium iced vanilla coffees. They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting for my coffee, and the girl at the window, the drive-up window, was talking to another employee. And she goes, oh, I'm so scared. There was another airplane issue today, and I'm leaving Thursday. I just don't want to die. And I said, excuse me, I'm flying this weekend. Please, let's not talk about it. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, where are you going? And she's like, I'm just scared. I have to fly by myself. And I said, you know, it's out of your control. I said, you have a bigger chance of getting in a car accident on your way home from work today.
Right.
And then it was like I was proud of myself for talking her down off the ledge.
Yeah.
And in turn, I hope I can practice what I preach and realize, you know what? I the kids will be with us, so usually I'm trying to act a little more in control.
Sure, that makes sense.
Because
yeah.
I don't want them to be scared, although they're not. It's just you? I was in high school before I flew for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And I've only been on a plane maybe 30 times in my life. Maybe.
Well,
20.
Sizable.
Not even.
Yeah.
I really have not flown that much.
But you've never had an incident on a plane? Nothing bad has ever happened that would make you scared?
Just turbulence, really bad turbulence. And I was flying with a friend, and her dad was a retired pilot from United.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, turbulence is no big deal. You know, it's kind of like, you know, how there's potholes in the road.
Right,
that's
it's like hitting a little pothole. Except that
it could also bring the plane down.
Right. There's never been a time where you hit a pothole in the street and you fall 20,000 feet to your doom. Other than that, it's pretty much the same. Yeah. I have always flown so well, but in the last couple of years, I don't know what it is. It happened on the way to New York. The pilot warned us that we're going to be in some turbulence, and then we were for about 5 minutes. But I'm holding the seat really tight, which is ridiculous, because if your plane falls out of the sky, you can hold your seat as tightly as you want to. It's not going to end well.
But that doesn't look good if you're in an exit row, like holding your seat.
Well, I thought about that on the way back, because on the way there, I was just another passenger, Wendy. I wasn't in charge of anything, so I could look as scaredy cat as I wanted to. But the rest of the time, I had an image to project because I was by the exit seat. So, you know, no matter what turbulence, I would say to people, no need to fear, I would say.
And you would say it just like that.
No need to fear.
You're good in an emergency situation, though. I would be horrible. You would have to slap me if I was on your flight and some emergency happened. Oh. You would have to slap me to get down to the slide.
Really? You'd be afraid to get out onto the slide? The slide looks like the most fun ever.
I'm not looking for fun at this point. I'm looking to stay alive.
Right, I get it. I understand that.
Ooh-wee, this is fun. You would be telling that. Although, you know what? You would be so sweet to the little kids on board to get them. I just really think you should be an air marshal.
I should do it full-time, don't you think? I'm thinking about that. That would be fun.
You would be really good in an emergency situation.
Yeah, except that the air marshal normally gets to... He's packing heat, and I'm not ready for that.
Maybe they'll give you a stun gun.
I think more a whipped cream container would be more my speed. I hope it's a clown that gets in trouble on the flight.
A joy buzzer.
Yeah,
maybe
that'd be better.
Start little.
That would be better.
Here, shake my hand. Hello, sir.
Ah, got you. Want some peanut brittle?
Do you travel with peanut brittle?
Well, I always have that canister that looks like peanut brittle, but when you open it up, it's snakes.
I'm sorry, I did not buy that.
I always carry one of those.
I do want to ask you, are there certain, you know, I'm getting the clothing and everything ready to go on our trip, and Jim is like, I will be going to get the flight snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And do you do snacks? Because we typically do M&Ms and Pringles because they travel
well.
That's
a good combo, yeah.
Do you have any snacks you always bring on a plane?
Normally, no, and here's why. If it were up to me, I would get to the airport 10 minutes, 15 minutes before boarding. I just don't like to spend a lot of time at the airport. My wife, on the other hand, likes to get there 2 hours
they
in advance.
They tell you to get there 2 hours in advance, Bill.
Now, sometimes it's even more than that, but this time I made her agree 2 hours is plenty of time.
O'Hare or Midway?
This time we flew in and out of O'Hare. So she always, because of the 2 hours, there's always time to have either breakfast or lunch or whatever meal we're near. So that kind of fills me up. New York is just an hour and 40-minute flight. It's not a far flight.
Yeah, L.A.'s or Anaheim is
It's 3.5 hours for you.
I don't even, we're flying to L.A. And then I just found out there's a 2-hour drive to Anaheim. Hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah, about an hour and a half maybe. It's not bad. It'll go by fast. It's really pretty.
I just like things to be right there.
You want it to,
yeah. Everything's there when you arrive. It's like, you know, I don't want to get on vacation and drive.
Right.
But I guess
that's part of
unless
it.
Unless you go to places around the airport, you're not going to have much fun.
But don't you always, when you're budgeting your time for a vacation, don't you always just look at first day and last day as just strictly travel days? I do.
Yes. Yeah. They don't count as a vacation.
If anything does
day.
Happen, it's a bonus. If you do have time to go to a pool or shopping, whatever, that's just a nice bonus.
Yeah, I don't count on
but the
on
rest is
anything.
Just pretty much. And then this trip was tough because Reese went with us, but she flew separately.
Was she scared?
No, she does not get scared at all.
Jeez.
She just doesn't. And then, like you mentioned, those people at the fast food place who said, oh, there was an incident on the plane. It makes me even more nervous. The way I look at it is because incidents on planes are so few and far between, if something small did happen on another plane, you go, well, we've reached our quota for the month or the 3 months. We're fine.
I know, because driving the expressways, I mean, you know, it's amazing to me that people stay in their lanes.
Right.
You really have to trust the cars next to you. And there was some guy, I swear this morning, it seemed like I was driving next to a drunk driver. He was like completely in my lane, but it was the inbound Eisenhower at the Jane Byrne Circle where there's a ton of construction. And sometimes people get the heebie-jeebies driving right next to the divider,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I think he was just hogging my lane, but I had to honk at him like 3 times.
Was there any acknowledgement from him? Did he give you the
No, none of that,
fault.
But he
none.
Did move over like a quarter of an inch.
Oh.
But I mean, it's amazing to me that there aren't more accidents every day, like, happening to us or next to us, because you really do have to trust people. In the skies, you got people watching this.
Yeah.
Planes are not flying right next to each other.
Right.
So, I mean, really, you do have a better chance of getting in a car accident than anything.
Without a doubt.
I say that out loud because I'm trying to convince myself.
Yeah. Well, you believe it, though. I mean, it's true.
I guess I do.
It's true. And you do hear about when something, I mean, it's not like there's all kinds of weird things happening on planes that you're not hearing about. When even the smallest thing happens, you do hear about it, which reminds me, I meant to tell you this. One of the days in New York, the top story on the news, we were only there for 2.5 days, so it was the middle day, it was Wednesday. The top story on the news was a story about a guy who went up to a stranger on the street in New York, and they had a screwdriver, and they stabbed her with a screwdriver. And as awful as that sounds, because it is awful, you shouldn't stab anybody with a screwdriver.
Flathead or Phillips?
You know, they didn't say. And that's a made that I don't know why they wouldn't get into that.
It would make a different puncture wound.
Well, yeah, the Phillips, you got two extra
nibs.
Yeah.
Were you going to
say
nibs?
No, I was going to wait until the word came to me, but then I realized I don't know enough about screwdrivers, so we would have been here for another hour and a half or 2 hours. But I was so glad that it was the top story in the news. I know that sounds strange. I'll explain. Because in my head, that sort of thing happens in New York all the time. There's always somebody going up to somebody and stabbing them with a screwdriver. But the fact that it was the top story meant that even by New York standards, that was a bit too much.
Yeah.
You know? Somebody said, you can't do this in our city. Stop stabbing guys with women with a screwdriver. So that was their top story. And I went, good. I like that they're making note of that.
Because it is unusual, but like how many shootings happened on the street that day?
You know, they didn't say, maybe that's why it was the top story. Maybe they just assume there's a lot of shootings.
But this was unusual.
This was a weird event, yeah.
Like the guy with no arms who stabbed the person from Chicago with his feet.
I thought of a punchline for that, by the way, legged and dangerous. But it was way after we did the story.
Well,
so
good. I'm glad I brought it back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will be getting M&Ms and Pringles. And, there is something to be said. I know they suggest you get to the airport 2 hours before your.
Ugh.
Yeah. But Bill, there have been times that we didn't allow enough time and we are like pulling an OJ running through to get. And
yeah.
I've never missed boarding, but that is my biggest fear.
I mean, have missed a bunch of flights in my life.
You have?
Yeah. Cause when I did stand up, I flew all the time. I was flying in and out of town almost every week. And I just didn't like spending extra time. And this was pre-9/11. So honestly, if a flight left at 10:15, I was getting there at 10 o'clock. I just wasn't spending any extra time there.
But you missed a lot of flights.
I think I've missed 4 or 5 flights in my life.
See, that will ruin everything if you miss a flight.
Because
I know that's the one thing. I don't like vacationing that much. There's a lot of pre-planning that goes into it. A lot of stress.
Yeah.
And then there's the hassle of going to the airport.
Yeah.
And
well, the biggest stress is, will this live up to expectations? Like for most of us,
I don't even think of that.
You don't even have that in yet?
I don't have any expectations. If we get there on time,
That's all you need.
But getting a car, it's like it is.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
This is first world problems. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's just a hassle.
Yeah.
I'd much rather just.
What?
I don't know.
Have the vacation come to you.
I don't know.
I used to be amazed when we would go on a vacation that my dad knew, like when we would be driving the rental car back to the airport. Like that he knew where to get the rental car. Like now I figured it out. Like almost every airport tells you as you're approaching the airport.
There are signs.
Rental car return. But when I was a kid, that mystified me.
Me too.
How could he possibly remember? We're in a city that we don't live in, and yet he remembers where the Alamo rental car is. That's amazing. It's not that amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, even by myself, and even with these great signs, it would still like be a production and stress me out.
It's added pressure.
It just is. And then when you're there, I enjoy usually, you know, 3 days, but then I start stressing about getting everything ready to go home. I just am incapable of fun.
What? No, don't say that.
I'm going to change it this time.
You're going to it's impossible to not have fun there. You're going to have fun. Unless you try your best to not.
No, I'm not going to do that. I am I'm going to try and give in to fun.
But Jimmy and the boys are all looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just kind of going along for the ride.
Yeah, because I want a vacation with my family.
Well, that's all right. That's safe. That's fine.
I would rather be going to, you know, some beach somewhere in Acapulco.
The hotel's going to have a pool.
Yeah.
All right, so you're halfway there.
It's amazing what the Motel 6s have these days.
Is it a Mr. Turtle pool or is it in the ground?
I think it's in the ground.
Oh, it
in
is.
The ground,
oh,
Mr. Turtle pool.
Oh, a nice one.
I know. Oh, we splurged.
You did all right. You did very, very well for yourself. And you're there for 5 days?
We're there for a week.
Oh, okay.
We'll be enjoying
ourselves.
You're
back a week from Monday.
I'll be back on Monday.
Well rested. Yeah. Tan,
I don't know about well rested. I do have to bring sensible shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens. I do like getting away, and you know, I love my puppy Kona, but he, we were waiting a year in order to get him, neutered. And so he is humping everything and everyone.
Wow.
So I'm kind of anxious to get a little break from the humpage.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I only appreciate it on Wednesdays because it's hump day.
It's hump day. That's the day you're supposed to.
So he will be sitting in a home with another dog, and they will be watching him. And I do have to say, you know,
you should drop him off at a doggy brothel. Do they have such things?
I don't.
That would be a good place to go.
I couldn't look at him the same way.
There's a $1 million idea right there.
No.
For your horny dog, drop him off at a horny dog brothel.
That's a brothel.
Right.
It's not a brothel.
Brothel.
Do you say your brother?
I do. Yeah. I do. That's where my brother is right now.
Don't say that.
All right.
I'm trying to think of a canine name for a stripper, and I can't.
Oh, what would it be?
I don't know. Shelly Schnauzer? I don't know.
You're close.
I know. We're right around there.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and then we will close things off. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I still can't think of a doggy stripper name.
Now, I was trying to think of a dog, like, you can't, you know how a cat house is another word for...
Yes.
All right, so dog house, but that's not, that doesn't work. Because there already is such a thing as a dog house, and it's not like a place that
the
a dog...
The dog bone.
The dog bone. That's, we're headed in the right direction.
Is
with
this
that.
Our entrepreneurial venture?
Yes.
I don't want any part of it.
Yes. We're going to go on Shark Tank with this.
I could not look at Kona the same way knowing that he had relations.
The Wed Wolf Inn? Is that? No, that's not it. There's got to be one. So it's a house of prostitution for dogs. That's how we sell it to the guys on
I'm not
Shark
part of
Tank.
This.
That's how we sell it to Kevin and Mark Cuban.
And the woman, I keep watching this now. I'm kind of hooked on Shark Tank.
Oh, so good.
I never saw it before, and I've been
really
watching
good.
It.
Really good.
Really enjoy it.
So this is our idea. We get on that. We sell this to the millionaires. We're on Easy Street.
All right. Well, we need to think of some names. Better names.
Right.
I think it's still embryonic here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back and letting me work with you for a day. And
oh,
you have fun next week.
So you're gone all of next week. Big time fill-ins for Wendy.
This is the time you're getting Oprah, isn't it?
We're talking Oprah's people. We can't confirm or deny whether Oprah will be filling in. She just wanted to do the bonus hour. She didn't want to do the regular show. I said, Oprah, come on.
Oprah.
Come on. If you're in for the bonus hour, you're in for the whole show. But she
that's
looks
what you call the strip club, the bonus hour. No,
that's not.
We got to work on this.
We'll get before it's all said and done, Wendy. We'll figure that out. All right, that's it for us. Thanks everybody for listening. We know that it takes a little extra effort to tune in the bonus hour, and we greatly appreciate it that you're doing it. Tune in next week for more fun. Bye, Wendy. Have a great vacation.
See you, Bill.